Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We'll get back to our usual brand of shenanigans and nonsense in just a minute, I promise. But I wanted to talk a little bit about mental health. Tolos, Twolos, it's Mental Health Awareness Month, 877-881-1053. You want to let us know how you're doing and if you're struggling, and maybe we can point you in the right direction. And one of the reasons is we had our fan hang at Twin Peaks in Irving on Saturday. And fan hangs are always super fun. You get to talk to people. You get, well, I mean, you get to see Bobby Bell get absolutely plastered.
Boy, did.
But, I mean, I'm saying, somebody came up from Waco. And he was like,
shout out to Colton.
Yeah. And he was like, you're here from Waco? I'm paying your tab. And he was like, actually, I would just like if we can take a shot together. And he goes, oh, we're doing that, but I'm paying your tab. It was incredible.
And let me tell you, it wasn't a shot, brother.
Oh,
it was a few of them.
I have no doubt about that. And then Reggie's still calling me out for saying he's never been fat.
Not
and like,
what?
It was an amazing time. And so I got pulled to the side by this fella, and he said that I should feel free to share what we talked about. And he texted me, if it helps at least one person, it still makes a difference. So I talked to this fella named Nelson, and we were just sitting there, and he said, hey, I just want to let you know, like, y'all talking about this kind of stuff really makes a big difference. And I was like, I really appreciate you saying that. And he goes, sometimes I don't think y'all understand how big of a difference it makes. And then he proceeded to tell me that a few months ago, he took his gun, went out to his garage, and got in his car, and was just trying to decide what to do, and was, I mean, obviously, definitely thinking about killing himself. And he referenced, sometimes we talk about mental health on this show, and just hearing that, and he didn't do it. And I mean, we got to hang out. I was going to say share
that
beer.
Day. He heard you say something that day.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like our station
okay. That
day. And we got to like, I was going to say share beer, but I was just drinking water, but you get the idea. And like, so we got to chat and everything like that. And he said, it's still a struggle as it is. I mean, hell, I still feel like it's a struggle a lot. And I first went through this when I was in seventh grade. And so it was just amazing to hear that story. And I wanted to bring it back up since it is Mental Health Awareness. And then for selfish purposes, the NAMI walk is coming up on
Saturday.
The month of May is Mental Health Awareness Month. And then the NAMI walk is on Saturday. If y'all still want to get involved, NAMI North Texas. And then to go along with this, and like, I already wanted to talk about it because it's been on my mind, but there's another person, you know, whenever else, like if you don't have anybody to talk to, I'll give you my phone number. So one of the people that I talked to, I'm not going to use him and his girlfriend's name, is they just had a miscarriage within the last little bit, let's just say. And we've been talking, and he said his girlfriend is blaming herself, and I get all that, and it brought just so many things back to the forefront for me and Jess. And he texted me the other day, and he said, brother, you've been there to listen to me for a while now, over a year, if I'm not mistaken, and I greatly appreciate it from the bottom of my heart. God had me listening to that show that day when y'all announced if you need help to reach out. I don't think I could have gotten through some of the times that I got through without a friend like you. And realistically, it's like without people like us, because I feel like our station, and we talk about mental health quite a bit. And so, and I did just real quick, I know he moved on down the road, but I did want to shout out Jeff Kavanaugh is doing the NAMI event with me, because he has been another person that is a big advocate for mental health causes and talking about mental health on air with G-Bag and everything like that. So I didn't want to leave him out of this conversation. And so I just kind of wanted to open it up. If somebody was on the Twitch, if somebody wanted to text in 877-881-1053 and they're like, I don't know what to do, or I need somebody to talk to, you know, obviously I always tell people, if you want somebody professional to talk to, you should go to the good people at NAMI mm-hmm. North Texas. But some people are like, I'm not ready for that yet. Or I just need like a buddy to talk to, or whatever the case may be. And I'll like work my way up to that, which I totally get that as well.
And it's worth remembering that, like, the idea that I'm not ready for that, sometimes that's kind of us telling ourselves that it's not a huge step than that. Or it's not the huge step that sometimes we make it out to be. But just before you guys open up, because, Corey, I know you have something to say. From the 469, damn, I talked to Nelson all day Saturday. Such a cool dude. Glad he didn't do that. And I had that same feeling. And it's just a reminder to all of us that we have no idea what each other's going through
yes.
in any moment, no matter how it seems on the exterior. So, you know, obviously be cool to everybody.
Yeah. No, and I think the more I've understood about this, and Kevin, like my wife, she's very okay with me discussing a lot of the things that she sure. goes through. I never understood how the S that I would say just didn't matter or didn't help.
Yeah.
You know, like, cause sometimes you turn to your friends and you're like, my friends can help me through this. And they're like, buck up, buddy. Or, you right. know, just do this or just do that. And sometimes it's more, I have a question, Kevin.
Yeah.
When you're having a bad day or a down day, do you have things, do you have triggers that can help you go do something that, or ways to help you brighten up? Because sometimes for me, it's, I just need to go outside and see the sun.
So, okay, that's a really great question. And that's a positive trigger, right? So my trigger that makes me feel that way is food.
Okay.
And some of the people I've talked with, it's like one of the people I was talking with, is I keep pointing to my phone. Sorry if y'all aren't watching on the fan cam.
Kevin's been pointing to his phone a lot,
yeah,
y'all.
Yeah, because I have conversations with like a whole lot of people, but I don't want to like say their names or anything like that. Like this person specifically is like, feel free to use my name and everything like that. Is it's drugs or alcohol.
Yeah.
Because if I order a pizza, right, for example, is I know realistically it doesn't really like broadly make me feel better, but you know what it does? It makes me feel better in that moment. And sometimes you're just like searching for a moment where you're like, I'm in control of this. You know, I can control ordering a pizza and how delicious it's going to be. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
But so that if
you can find control on one and build a couple
yes.
things, then that can be a good day for you. And maybe that can be, you know, and listen, you can text in all your different kinds of positive ways that you try to approach it. But that's something that I didn't know, you know, as somebody who even experienced a really, you know, down time for a while.
Sure.
I didn't know other ways to help myself. And that's one of when Reggie's talking about it, really, once you make that first step, you're like, why didn't I do this earlier? And so it was so easy to open up like this. Why didn't I? But I understand the toughness of getting to that point. But then you start putting tools in your box that can really help you on these times.
And Kevin, I really do have a serious question for you, because
yeah.
I'm not always wide open in these discussions
yeah.
in part because I feel like I'm fortunate and I haven't really had a lot of instances with mental illness or whatever we
yeah.
would like to term that. But I want to say, was it last week or the week before, got some news that was going to shake up the way that I
yeah.
go about things.
Yeah.
And I was sitting there. And I was just thinking, I think it was two Tuesdays ago, and I was like, I feel weird. I just feel off. I don't know what it is. And the Wednesday morning, I went and I was doing some Googling, and I was like, oh, I think that's anxiety.
Yep.
Like,
yep.
I think that I got...
Before you even said that, I knew exactly. Yep.
Right. Yep. I was like, I think that I have had my first tangible instance with, like, anxiety. And it was... The question that raises for me in this instance is, how freeing or how much did it help you to just be able to put a name to it and know that there's this thing that I can, that there's so much information on, there's other people that go through this.
Eventually, right? And because, like, Now, some of mine happen in a different time. That is a great question, though, because you're right. Because, like, what's the worst thing is, like, if you see it on a medical show or maybe you've gone through it, is they're like, we don't know what's wrong with you. Like, you almost feel like even if it's something bad, mm-hmm. you would rather know. So they're like, here's what we're going to do about it. And when you're like, yes. I don't know what it is. So I didn't feel that way at first because, like, this all happened to me when I was in sixth or seventh grade. Like I've said, my mom took me to the doctor and I was like, I just went to the doctor. And she's like, well, this is a different kind of doctor. This is a talking doctor. And to this day, I still call it the talking doctor. You can ask my wife
that.
And
I do too because of you.
Yes.
I think it's hilarious.
Yes, yes. And so, but in that moment, I didn't feel that way. They were like, well, you are suffering from depression and you have OCD. And I was like, okay, great. Don't tell anybody that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, and now I'm on the radio. I'm telling everybody that. Like, hey, I don't know if this will be shocking to you or not.
You say a lot of other things, too.
Yeah, oh, my God. So many things that piss people off. Sorry, Rick Carlisle. Is OCD and depression are the things that I continue to suffer through. But I don't feel like that has to be a bad thing. Do I sometimes wish that I didn't have to go through that? Sure. But once you know what it is, at least like you can decide, how do I live with this? How do I, if necessary, attack it? Sometimes it's necessary. Sometimes it's not. And then to Reggie's point about anxiety is sometimes, and Corey, you said something just like this. Sometimes you don't need to fix it for somebody else. You just need to listen.
Yeah.
Because my problem was, is people would be like, oh, but why are you sad? You've got this, this, and this. And I was like, no, I know. And that makes it worse because I feel guilty.
Right.
Like, we're going to have a baby, and it's the greatest thing in the world. I still carry a lot of sadness about the miscarriages with the other two boys. Mm-hmm. And we were just talking about this yesterday, is if Zachary wouldn't have died, we wouldn't have gotten Connor. And then if Connor wouldn't have died, we wouldn't be about to have Noah. And I, like, carry some odd levels of guilt about, like, I'm so excited about Noah, but the only reason Noah's coming is because the other two boys didn't make it, you know? And so, like, you get in this weird spot where you're like, I don't know why I'm sad, you know? Like, I have lots of reasons to be pumped.
Yeah.
Like, how many people would love to have this job? Probably a lot.
Me.
So I should be, yes. So you should be, like, happy all of the time,
okay.
But it just doesn't always work like that.
Yeah, and somebody did say, you know, what's the line between anxiety and depression? And I, you know, I'll be honest, I was at Soda. When they handed me a chart, actually, it was Dr. Mark that handed me a chart and showed me, where are you on this chart? And it was just where I was not happy. It wasn't where I was mad all the time, but it was just that line just below happiness that I didn't understand why I wasn't there. And maybe it was a lot of the anxieties that built up to create that. Oh, I had some anxiety over this weekend just about driving, just in my thought about driving to 16 hours. And, you know, I had those things going on. But the line of depression is a different place, I think, for a lot of different people. But I think there is a level of happiness that you're trying to figure out how to get to being happy. And when you're not happy, that's where I think we're at the beginning of that.
Yeah, and it's really difficult at times. I was talking with my wife not that long ago. So I was like, I'm not sure if I'm just sad in this moment or about these things or if I full-blown, like, trip back into depression. I want to read this. Like, I really want to read this.
And there's so much this to read. We appreciate y'all rocking
with
us on the truck.
I do, and I'm going to try. We're going to try to respond to as many people as possible, especially specifically people like, what direction can you point me? But I really do want to read this from the 469. I'm going to read it just as it's written, except for the part that I can't. Wah, my mental health is bad. Be mentally stronger, and you won't be a pee. You young people are so weak. And there is
they're trying to troll you, right?
No, you might be right. You totally might be right. But I will tell you this. There is a section of people, I don't know how big that section is, that 100% believes that. And if that's what you believe, like, rock on. I hope everything in your life is okay. But I think that's a terrible opinion. And I think that's why people suffered for so long, is because you weren't allowed to talk about how you felt. There's probably somebody listening right now is like, I don't really want to talk about this. I've talked about people who are like, hey, I hope this doesn't sound dumb or whatever, but I'm struggling with X, Y, and Z. And I'm like, if that's what you're struggling with, it doesn't have to be dumb. There can be all different levels of it. And if you think people should toughen up, like, I'm glad you're the toughest person in the world. Me? My name is Kevin Hagland, and I'm not the toughest person in the world. I struggle with depression, OCD. I've struggled with my weight my entire life, and those things all trigger together. So those are my problems. And I know a lot of other people listening have their own problems. I'll try to respond as much as I can. If you're looking for something positive, and this is the selfish aspect of it, the NAMI walk is on Saturday. If you go to NAMI, North Texas, you can sign up. You can sign up for my team. Just look up my name. You want to walk on Saturday? We will go walk on Saturday. We could talk all about everything that you want. You can even meet my wife. It's going to be a good old time. If you want to check out their organization, because maybe it's for you, if you want to donate money, if you want to donate time, if you want to do whatever just to get involved, NAMINorthTexas.org. is a great spot to start, or we will try to respond to everybody that we can. Thank you for coming to our TED Talk. Is that how you're supposed to end this?
This is just a KNC masterpiece, Kevin.
On 105.3 The Fan?
Yep. It's just our show that we like to do and have a good time doing it and talk about things.
All right. We see y'all out there responding, you know, sharing of yourselves. We appreciate that. We don't take any of that for granted.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Sorry. And I know we got to go. Just one more thing, and this is one of the things I did tell Nelson, is people will say, I know it's probably not a big deal, or I love your show, or you helped me with this, or you helped me with that. Corey has shared things that I know, like, you wouldn't normally share for public consumption. After my dad died, I came on the show and told everybody about it, because y'all are a huge part of our life as well.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.